It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello. I guess my voice is gone, but welcome to Comedy Shoeshine, episode 96.
Thanks. Dude, we're a month away from 100. What are we doing? Are we doing a big...
Oh, God.
All the guests.
Oh, I thought you meant like... I thought you meant we're a month away from 100 episodes. What the fuck are we doing? I thought that's what you meant.
Yeah, let's stop now.
Dude, do you realize
what... how close we are to getting to 100? We gotta
the
stop.
The fuck have we been doing this whole time? Jesus. We gotta stop these episodes.
We've wasted 96 hours of our lives.
Yeah.
And not any more than that. Lives. Well, actually, you have.
Countless other people's lives.
Yeah. It's countable.
That's true. Yeah, it's pretty easily countable.
It's
actually.
Easily countable. It's like
counts
seven.
Itself. Yeah. Oh man. Oh, we should note before we get going, and this is honest to God for me, not even like a ploy to get patrons. It's more just accidentally, unfortunately, our last bonus content was better than any content we've ever done in our lives.
Oh,
so remember, like, yeah, it was so great.
Yeah. No, I don't remember.
Dude, the airport and the freaking we did another Hartford commercial on it. Like, it was amazing.
Oh yeah, we did.
It was so good. I mean, we didn't mean to do that, but it was so.
Oh, we didn't do the Hartford commercial on the main stuff.
No,
oh man, that was so good.
Yeah, it was amazing. Damn. The bonus content was incredible. So check out last week's bonus content or whatever. You just fucking pay a dollar and cancel it for all I care. What I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just do whatever. Anyway, I just wanted to say that it was because we never know like. What's going to be good ahead of time, really. So we just did some stuff and it was the
best.
Well,
I know a lot of stuff that's not going to be good ahead of time. But...
Yeah. Yeah, most stuff, yeah.
All like right. This, for instance.
Okay, well, I guess you should go. I don't know. I don't have...
Okay, I got a good one for you. This will get you cheered up and excited and motivated for the rest of the show. So we're moving out of our old house... Well, oh my God. Oh my God. I forgot to even talk about it.
Oh, dude. Good. See, this is, yeah.
Jesus. Well, did we talk about it?
I almost said
anything.
Like, this is why they play the game, like in football.
Yeah, this is why they play the game.
Actually, yeah.
On paper, it looked like a bad show, but this is why
exactly.
The show.
This is why they play it. Like the odds makers had us like 100-1 going to be terrible, but that's why they play the game.
No, I've just been moving. I'm moving. That's there. You're either, you see, you're born and you're a kid and you're not moving. And then you grow up and then you're moving. Like you just get to a point where you're moving and it's forever. Your entire adulthood, you're moving. No one is.
Show of hands. Yeah. How many people are moving? Like it's
everybody
just a status
listening
of,
is moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're never not moving if you've ever moved. It never ends. It's just no one. I was telling you and you said you had the same thought. No one's ever successfully moved. It's never actually happened. Everybody who says, "Oh yeah, I bought a house and I'm moving or whatever,"
they're
you're
all
just
joking.
Lying.
Yeah,
you're not. Just... You didn't move. It doesn't end. You could never actually
it's
get
impossible.
Everything out of your house and into another house and live in a new place with all that stuff. You're just always moving. Always be moving. God, it never fucking ends.
Is that
anyway,
it? Is that... No. Well, now there's a certain awesome story going on.
No, it's just it never ends. I just want to say that, like, if you're moving, you're moving. You're just always moving. But anyway, no, the awesome story is, it's not awesome, but we got to the point where we had a bunch of trash left over and, oh God, talk about childhood things that not as good as a calculator, but Nothing's as good as a calculator.
Yeah.
But things, this,
most things I do in life, I'm like, oh, that's no calculator, but I guess it was okay.
This is one of the things for our childhood that was a huge thing that I don't know. Maybe nobody else has had this, or maybe a few, or maybe everybody. I don't know. What?
I can't wait.
Oh, dude. Going to the dump. God, it's the weirdest, greatest thing.
I don't know if we've talked about it, but if we have, it's been years and we should do it.
We might have.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have some new stuff maybe I didn't say, but it, where we grew up, there is just trash. Yeah, we did talk about this, but who cares? We'll talk about it.
It doesn't matter. It might have been a long time.
Where we grew up, we were in the country and you just have like trash cans outside, and it's up to you as to like, you could have one trash can, or you could have...
No one picked up our trash. That's what I didn't get as a kid. Yeah. Like, in the city or whatever, someone picks up your trash cans.
Yeah. And they just give you, like, one, or you could order a second one or whatever.
Yeah.
Where we grew up, you could... Like, the outside of our house, the back of our house, you could just have an infinite number of trash cans.
I've never thought about that before.
And it was like...
Oh, God.
I guess our dad said, this is how many trash cans I can fill and put in the truck, so... We'll just fill that many trash cans and then drive to the dump and dump it in. But like, this is not like people are thinking like,
trash cans.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are thinking like two, three.
Well, they're also thinking like, oh, you know, like you bought a box with some styrofoam and you put it in the trash can. No, this is food. This is like shit. Like we didn't have toilets. Yeah. We just shit in a box and put it in the trash can. Everything, everything, all the food waste and everything. Yeah. Dude, So here's how it would work at our house. I wonder if this is how it was at everybody else.
Oh, so good.
You've got a line of trash cans outside the back of the house. Trash can number one is the first one that fills. And whatever's in there, it could be food, you know, meats and whatever. That's there. Once that's full, that's just there rotting.
That's there for a while.
It's just rotting for months. For months, dude. Because who wants to go to the dump? Like, you have to load all these fucking trash cans and then...
And it's far away. Like, we had to drive up, like, in this fucking truck for, God, forever.
Probably 15, 20 minutes. It's not that far. But it's far enough.
Far enough to be hauling a shitload of trash.
Far enough for our dad to be like, I'm not doing this unless all the trash cans are full and rotten. And then
unless
I'll take it all.
Maxed out the pickup truck, like as much trash as you can possibly put in it.
And so it was like once every 2 months or month? I don't even know. I have no idea. But anyway, it was like, oh, today we're going to the dump. It was like, that's what's happening today. And it was...
I'm having the fondest childhood memories now. Like, no, I know. People can understand. Yeah, it was like, it was a good time in a way.
It is fun. Because I'll tell you why, one of the main reasons, but I'll get to that in a second. But, and I had this again when I went to the dump. I was like, damn, this is fun. So there's a couple things about the dump. One is, you got the first trash can is just fucking disgusting. I'm talking like maggot, like literally maggots.
Literally. We would dump them out and just maggot after maggot.
Just disgusting. Like fucking disgusting.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you something about maggots. There's not one or two maggots. No, like that's not how maggots work. They don't operate like that.
Dude, maggots. Yeah, what a great word.
It's a great word. There's either... No maggots?
Yeah.
Or the entire bottom of the can is fucking maggots. Oh, like God. You pour out, they're so disgusting.
So gross.
I need a barf bag just fucking while we do this.
So disgusting.
God.
Aside
amazing.
From a dead body, it's the most disgusting. I mean, what's worse than that?
Nothing.
A dead carcass, like a dead animal or human body that you found
and
in your
part
yard.
Part of why that's so bad is because of the maggots that are on it.
No, that is the whole thing. Yeah. The maggots. They're so fucking gross. And they never turn into flies. Like, it's never just like, oh, we got some flies. They just...
Yeah, I never saw any of them come out of their cocoon.
They're just maggots. Like, they're like, we just want to be maggots. Being flies is bullshit. I just want to be a disgusting, trash-eating, slimeball maggot. So they're the worst. Anyway.
This was our childhood.
Trash cans 1 through 3 were pretty much just maggots. Just
and the rainwater would get in.
Yeah.
Them. And that's why there was even worse. Like, God,
Just water, just garbage water everywhere. Disgusting. Totally disgusting. So we would load all those up, use like a little dolly thing, and you load them up and there's maggot juice all over your feet and everything. None of this is exaggerating.
No, it's not. It's 100% accurate. Our life. This was our life.
Totally accurate.
You would load it up and they would crack, like the can would crack, like you'd have fucking maggot juice all everywhere.
Yeah, because we had like aluminum trash cans. They weren't nice.
For a while, but no, but then we started, I think that was when, you know, like you were doing, but more later it was all I don't know, maybe from Costco or something, like those plastic ones.
Oh, man.
And they'd be good for a little bit, and then all of a sudden they'd just be shit and they'd break. Because a garbage can take only so many minutes.
Well, I remember, dude, it's weird. I have this memory of this one trash can that our dad...
I'm visualizing specific cans, like, by name. Yeah. Like, I know their names. Like, I know
there's this one shitty old 1800s trash can that, like...
Yeah, the tin one? Like
Our dad wouldn't throw it away. He would never throw it away. I actually remember throwing it into the trash, like into the dump finally. It was like, this one's done. So you just throw the whole can in.
Oh, God.
But so anyway, load all that in the truck. And then it would always be like, once our dad would fill the truck with the cans, it'd be like, let's just look around for shit to put in there because we're going anyway.
Right.
And so we would load everything and put all these bungee cords.
It's not as though our household was short on garbage shit to throw away. Like just any object in our house probably could easily go to the dump.
But so you'd have to, because you were making the trip, you'd have to load everything up to the gills with shit hanging off the truck and everything. So then you drive all the way there, whatever, and drive with our dad in the truck. I miss riding in that old truck. God, it's awesome.
Me too.
Smells like a certain way. And there was always like, it only had AM radio. So we would listen to like weird 40s music on the way
Wouldn't
there.
Wouldn't even come in.
Yeah. Doesn't come in at all. People who live in the city, grew up in the city, have no idea what this is like. It's amazing. Yeah. So anyway, you get there. And then the fun part is there's a couple fun things. One is that
this is where the fun really begins.
Yeah. so you've done all the legwork. And now it's time for just the fun.
It's time to enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy your garbage.
So I'll bring this back to me going to the dump the other day. Because there is an actual dump out here. I've gone a few times and you have to pay and everything.
Is it a fucking dump?
it's a fucking dump. Yeah. Oh my God. So the thing about the dump, and I remember observing our dad having the same feeling, I think, that I have going to the dump, which is that this is a place for men. Like, real men go to the dump and do stuff daily. Like, you know, they're like working on houses or building fences or whatever, and then they go, oh, I'm going to take all these extra materials to the dump. It's not like people like me and our dad and, I don't know, you or whatever, that are just like not really real men like that.
Yeah.
And so immediately when you get to the dump, you're like, I'm in a place of real men and I don't fit in here. This is embarrassing. And I'm trying to act like I'm just a man taking trash to the dump.
So many memories. I haven't thought about this in so long.
So with our dad, it was like, you know, you have to do like if there was a man book, number one is like backing a truck into a spot.
Oh,
it's like
good call.
Basic man skill. Not that our dad couldn't
Yeah,
because
there
it.
Was this circle where it wasn't easy. Like it was, so everybody had to kind of line up and there's a whole question of like, is someone going to take your turn? You know, because like it wasn't, it's a line of cars in a weird way. And sometimes people would. And then you'd have to back in into a tight spot where it was available for you to, shove all your fucking bullshit into the dump.
Yeah. And men do this thing where like, we've talked about it a million times, but it's sort of like your garbage, your garbage story last week or 2 weeks ago, that fucking garbage story you told.
Yeah.
Where the garbage guys are like this, I'm a garbage guy and this is my life and I'm going to
the characters.
Yeah.
The couple
I'm going to be the garbage guy. And
if
someone who approaches me, that's not a garbage person like me, I'm going to make sure they know that like I'm in control of this domain. I'm going to make them feel uncomfortable and not that like they don't fit in and they're not helpful.
I don't know if anyone will even believe me when I say this, but the guy who operated fucking compactor for most of my life had an eye patch.
Yep, he did.
Like, he was just like, he couldn't have been more dude in the country who operates a fucking garbage compactor. He would say things. And what's funny about people like that is they have no version of saying things where it's just like, they say a thing and you get it and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
The only way, what he would do is occasionally he would have to open his little window and come off his fucking high horse to say.
His garbage horse.
His garbage horse. To say like, either stop putting shit in the compactor or like you threw something you shouldn't do in there. Like certain things weren't allowed.
My eye patch fell in. I have to get it out.
Yeah. And like. It's so funny that people like that are, that just I can't relate to at all as someone who I think of myself as more of an intellectual person. I want to just like say, oh, hey, what's going on? Oh, okay, whatever. He would open his little window and go, and just like yell some nonsense. And you just figure something was wrong. Maybe it's because I was a kid, but I really never had any idea what he was saying.
No, and I know I could sense growing up with a dad like ours, he's always sensitive to everything. So you just learn to like know when your dad is not comfortable. Or it's weird. I don't know if anyone can relate to that. But I always was like that as a kid, thinking like, oh, my dad is not comfortable right now. And I'm uncomfortable and whatever.
That's how I am all the time.
Yeah. Plus, like when you're in that situation, you have to not like, you have to be sent. I mean, you can't really do anything, but you're like, oh, I have to make sure this is not worse somehow. Like my job is to, or act like none of this is happening. Like we're not uncomfortable. Like,
this is very stereotypical what it's like to grow up with a dad with a fucking personality disorder.
Yeah.
Like that's exactly why we're us.
So, you know, like you said, we'd have to back in or whatever. And it was always like, I'd get out of the truck and help. Cause you know, there's no, this is 1989 or 90, whatever. Late 80s, early 90s. There's no backup cameras. It's lucky that this truck had like mirrors that even worked at all. So you're coming in and like, you know, you have to tell them like, oh, it's too far. It's not far enough. So I got that like pressure or whatever. Yeah. Back then it felt like a huge deal. I was like, oh fuck, I got to get out of the truck and like help get in there.
It felt like everything had to go perfectly at the death. Yeah. We don't want anybody to talk about us at our dumping. Fucking.
Unless you'd see people you know at the dump, you're like, oh God.
Well, here's the thing about the dump. You don't want to commit a faux pas.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's like this weird place. Like I said, it's a man's place.
Yeah.
Specific in the city here, it was all these like construction worker people and stuff. And they're just like, they go to the dump all the time and they know what they're doing. They don't even like, you know, they just like drive right through and go right to the right spot because they've done it so many times. But for me, I'm like, I don't want to go to the place where you're supposed to dump like one certain thing. It's the wrong like yard waste. And I have you know, it's just, I hate it. I fucking hated it.
Dude, the first memory I had when you said the thing about it being a man place, which it totally was I had the vision, God, and I almost wonder if it's a specific person. I don't remember. Of like, we'd be doing our amazing fucking maggot garbage disgusting dump load. And I remember the guy too, the eye patch guy was like, sometimes he would react to how fucking disgusting it was. He really would.
Yeah.
Yeah. And meanwhile, and sometimes when we were unloading all that shit, there would be some like car that would come in that's not even a truck. And like some woman would be driving it and they would dump like one can of garbage. Yeah. And you're just like, these fucking people, these amateurs, like they don't belong. Get out of my dump.
We would have 2 months of a family of four waste, all of it.
Family of four, even family of six.
Whatever. Yeah. Four kids. So when I was at the dump the other day, I go, you know, you go to the window and it's like, you have to get out. And he's like, what do you got in here? And I'm like, trash. Like I know I'm just supposed to just say like, I just have some trash or whatever. And I felt, but it's just uncomfortable. Like I've like, am I saying the right thing? Am I manly enough to be here doing this dump thing? And then I drive to this next checkpoint where there's a guy who checks the receipt that you've signed or whatever, cause you have to pay. And then he looks, kind of looks in your car and then he tells you like what stall to go to. And it's like a big deal. He's like,
oh yeah.
Okay. There's nobody there. There's like one other truck and there's 700 stalls. And he's like looking at all the stalls and he's like, all right, okay. Gonna have you go to stall four over there, stall four. Like it's, you know, and if I go to five, like they murder you. They just blow you up. Like if you go to the wrong stall.
If you go to five, they bury you in the stall.
So anyway, there is a truck next to where I'm supposed to back in. So I'm getting nervous, even though it's, dude, backing is nothing. Nothing. It just, you doesn't just drive matter. Back into the spots. Nothing.
It's so funny. Like I know exactly what you mean. But it's the most stressful thing in the world. Nothing's riding on this. It doesn't matter.
Nobody cares. It's easy. I've done it a million times. Back my car in the spot. Well,
I mean,
every
by
time.
Now, our listeners will have already seen the news that you didn't back up your car right in the dump. Like, it will have made, you know, made the rounds.
Yeah. But like, since there is another actual man dumping, like, way stronger than me, like, with like a, he had like a plaid shirt, you know, he's just like an actual man.
Forget it.
Like a real man. And he's right next to me. So then I pull up and I have like a, you know, I had my SUV and I'm dumping out like curtains and stuff. It's just so embarrassing. Anyways, trying to put these two things together, like you
yarn,
said.
Just
like, just shoes, like wingtip shoes. And, pantyhose and stuff.
It's totally a man. You're totally right. It's so funny.
But anyway, so I started. So like you said, you know, you do all this work, whatever. For my trip, my drug trip I was on, it wasn't well, you know, it wasn't maggot. There was no maggots. Not even one maggot. It was just all just trash or whatever.
Why did you go?
I don't know. But I had like
to grow some
an old
fucking
broken.
Maggots?
Yeah, I had an old broken coffee maker and some stuff, and I was like,
okay, that's not bad. That's
yeah,
not,
yeah.
That's not terrible.
I mean, it was a plant. I planted it. I bought it.
You broke your coffee maker.
I bought it at Target on the way over.
You said to your wife, you're like, I can't show my face at that dump without at least something. Let me break the coffee maker.
I put a wanted ad on Craigslist for like anvils, you know, just like, I don't know, hammers and anvils and stuff.
Yeah.
So then when I was taken out of the car, I was like, oh man, this anvil's heavy. And anyway, the awesome thing at the dump, and both dumps that I've been to in my life. Oh, there's two awesome things. This one that I went to here doesn't have the greatest fucking thing is the smasher thing. Yeah. God, it's fucking awesome.
The fucking smasher.
Yeah, they didn't have that here. They just have like different stalls. But anyway, when we were kids or whatever, you get to the point where you get to the dump and you go through the horror of backing the truck incorrectly. And then you just get to fucking throw shit down into a metal thing. It's amazing.
Giant monster that just crushes it.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
But I remember, like, I had the coffee maker in my car and I was like, I'm going to throw this as hard as I can down into this gigantic metal thing. And it just shatters everywhere. It's awesome. God.
It's so good.
It's so fun.
God, it's so good.
Yeah. So I was just throwing shit as hard as I could. Like, because at that point, you're like, this is the dump. There's no, like, it's going into the dump. I could piss on it and, like, take a dump and throw it into the dump. Everything you're throwing into the dump, you're not carefully placing it into the trash.
Use it later.
Yeah. It's like, you just throw it as hard as you can.
You don't need to make coffee with that thing later.
No. I broke everything as hard as I possibly could. It's so fun.
The best fucking part about the dump was... As you were loading up the truck, like as a kid, as you were loading it up, there would be certain items that you'd be like, oh, this is going to be fucking great. This is going to be amazing going in the fucking garbage compactor. And it would be a countdown to when you get to throw those things in. Like, I'm imagining some long fucking, God, what am I thinking of? Just any oversized piece of something that's going to bend and like crush and crack. God, it was so great. And you'd throw it in and try to like get it in a certain spot, like so that it would crush better.
Oh, yeah, at the dump where we grew up, they had the crusher thing, and like you said, so the old time dump, you would get the trash can and you would dump it in, and just slime and maggots would come out at the bottom of the thing, like you said. And the guy with the eye patch would like just start vomiting, like uncontrollably vomiting. Yeah.
Even this fucking guy with an eye patch who works at the dump was like disgusted by us.
If someone told me that guy never left, like he just slept in that chair and got up, I would believe it. He didn't have a life. Nothing against him. I just think of him as that is where he was. Like that was his place.
What else do you need in life? You got a fucking garbage crusher. You got your eye patch.
I wonder if he still took any joy in crushing shit like after day like 9,000 of working there. God, I wonder if he still is so like, good. This is still fucking awesome, crushing the shit out of people's trash.
Every day I get up, I go to work, I crush trash. It's always good. I don't want to crush trash,
sleep, repeat. Oh, God. Anyway, but yeah, it was just fun because I was going by myself as a man. I mean, I'm 36. I should be a man. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I go there and I'm not a man. I'm like, I'm still a little kid, like going, my dad's not with me, but I'm still just that little kid going to the dump and throwing stuff in the dump. It's so weird. How do people become a man? Like the man person?
I know.
It doesn't happen.
I've thought that before too. Like everybody's just doing their impression of what a man is or like kind of what their dad was. But nobody's actually a man except everybody but us.
Yeah. It's so weird.
I don't know how it works.
Are there people who are like, I'm a man now and they know they are? When does it happen? How old do I have
to be? If, like the key to being a man is you don't know you're a man. Is that part of it?
Yeah,
are you just so, you're such a man that you just do man stuff and then,
like, other people are just like, kids think I'm a man? Like,
oh, God, I hope not.
I don't know. Like, I'm old. Like, I have gray hair.
That's true.
That's fat.
A big part. Dude, do you ever, okay, here's my favorite thing as an adult that won't make any sense that I do is I see an older dude, like, I don't know, maybe whatever age. It doesn't even matter. But old enough to where I think back to as a kid looking at that person thinking, oh, I would have thought that's just a man. Like, that's an adult.
I do it all
But it's actually like a 5'4" dude. All that matters is the hair. Like, if you're a hairy guy, like, if you're, you know, like, as a kid, that's what mattered. If they had a beard or, like, their arm hair was, you know, nice and thick, they got some chest hair or something, that's what made a man. Like, now I look at someone who's, like, 5'2 or 5'4 as a man, I'm like, you're not a man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Care.
Well, that's...
There's nothing you can do.
They're just not, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, records, and they're not. Like, somebody has a checkbox, and it's, like, not a man. But anyway, I do that every day I go somewhere.
Me
I do
too.
That every day. I go, that would be a man when I was a kid, and I'm not that still. I'm gonna be 40, dude. When do I become a man? When does it happen? I have kids. I have a house. I have two houses. It doesn't matter. I'm not a man. I'm still like, if I stood next to the guy next to me putting the trash in, and someone's like, "Hey, sir," I would not even look. I would be like, "He's talking to you. Someone's trying to get to."
I need a man over here.
I would just okay.
Yeah. Is there a man on this plane?
He's talking to you. I'm not a man. My brain, if it makes any sense, but you know, I don't know if this makes sense, but
no, it makes exact sense to me, but I don't know if everybody else will get it.
Like what I'm seeing out of my eyes, like when I look out, I'm 13. Like it's the same exact thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's weird.
Yes, I do.
Why is that? I guess actually that makes more sense than just one day thinking you're a man, I guess.
I do things. I don't know if it's like maybe I'm doing something at a bank or I'm doing some bullshit and I do and I think, wow, when my parents used to do this, they weren't kids, but I am. Like, how does that work?
I know.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. So weird.
It makes no sense. But I also, but when you see, here's another question. When you see like your friends that have kids, like, or well, me or anybody.
Having kids is pretty key. That helps. Yeah.
But like, I still see my friends that have kids and I think of them as being just kids with kids. Like, it's still not, they're not adults.
It's really weird.
It doesn't make any sense. But when I'm like 70, I'll be a man, right? I have to be.
At a certain point, you do get old enough to where someone knocks on your door and is like, congratulations. You finally, you're literally, you limped into manhood. You're finally a man.
I don't know if I ever told you this or on the show either, but.
Oh, did this happen? Did someone knock on your door?
No. But one day, I can't remember, God, it would be way better if I could remember what caused this, but I was wearing jeans and I bought like tennis shoes. Like, you know, I just wear like running shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was wearing jeans and running shoes at work on a Friday.
Why are you not a man, by the way?
No. But I did feel like an old dad man guy.
Yeah.
Because I was wearing jeans and running shoes. And I went over, I can't remember, but I went over to this other guy that I used to work with who was kind of funny. And he was a man. He was older. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm a man today. Like, I think I just became a man. And the guy was like, I'm going to put this on my calendar. And he wrote, like, it was like October, whatever. He wrote, like, Sam is a man or became a man or whatever. And then, like, a couple weeks later, I went over to his desk. He was, I love people like this. He's the best at, like, going along with a joke in character type of thing. Even if it's the smallest nothing joke or whatever. So I went over to his desk and I was like, hey, Brian. His name is Brian. I was like, did anything happen like a couple weeks ago or whatever? He was like, he knew exactly. He knew. It'd been 2 weeks. And he was like, let me look at my calendar. It was like in his cubicle on the left on the wall or whatever. And he like, you know, he used a finger to kind of go through the weeks or whatever.
Peruse
he was like, you became a man like 2 weeks ago. You're so funny. I wish I could remember what else it was. I think it might have really just been the jeans and the thing or whatever. But yeah, I would like to know what kids think of me when they, not too much, but just... Are they like, oh, hey, there's that man or whatever? Or
they're
just like,
they would, but kids are stupid. You can't trust them. They don't know. They don't know the real truth, which is that you or I are not men.
I know. God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd do you one better. Like, I'm doing shit out on the fucking ice. Like, I'm doing stuff in hockey. I'm like, this feels like manly. But then I think, no.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything on the ice.
Nope. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. That's a myth. How many more episodes of The Dump can we do?
The Dump.
I feel like there's more to do, but I don't know if we'll ever cover it. God, it's fucking awesome.
One of my wishes of the show is just that I could instantly know what percentage of the listeners were like, I know The Dump, or they're like, I have no, that's totally foreign.
I wish I knew.
I really wish I knew. I wonder if it's still like people are like, we go to the fucking dump every couple weeks.
Because even in our shit town, there was garbage pickup, like in town.
Yeah.
Just we weren't in town. Like, there's no way that would work.
Yep.
We had a drive. I think we've said this, but our driveway was a quarter mile, like a dirt road up a hill. You're not taking a trash can down that. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway.
Yeah.
And it was on a highway. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah. It's a weird setup, that whole setup.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, dump. It was fun.
Dude, I want to tell a story that I have no idea if you'll find this as funny as I did. But this is a wife story. This is a...
Oh, yeah. This is the thing you've been saying. You've been teasing.
I've been saying it wouldn't be funny. So for a couple of days in a row last week or this week, I don't know what time it is or anything. But anyway, so at a certain point, there's police cars very close to our house. They were like right around, you know, we're in a little courtyard. Pretty tight, like close together. And so if there's a police car, like it's right up our asses. Like it's even if they're there for anybody else. And there's a police car, and we're like, oh, that's kind of weird, whatever. And then, like, the next day, it happened again, and it may have even happened a third time, where there was, like, three police cars right in our fucking, you know, like, courtyard. And I wasn't there. Lydia was there. And she was like, okay, I'm going to ask, I want to ask them, like, what the fuck's going on? Why are they always here? I was like, yeah, is it just constant domestic abuse or something? Like, what's happening? And then, like, I kind of, in the back of my mind, I like, right as she was saying what she thought it was, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. Hmm. And it turned out to be people who wouldn't move out.
Yeah,
people who weren't, there were foreclosed and they weren't moving out.
Wow.
So yeah, she guessed it and she was totally right. And so at some point we were talking about it. Like, I think she was telling me what happened. She's like, oh, I found out what it is. It's this or whatever. She's like, yeah, I can't believe we have freaking squatters in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was laughing. I was like, yeah, ugh, gross. I can't believe we have fucking squatters in our neighborhood. And she started laughing. She's like, yeah, yeah, but they're not literally squatting.
Weird.
She said it like seriously, like for a split second. She's like, yeah, I know. They're not literally squatting. Like, that made sense. Like, okay, you're right. That's not that gross. As long as you're not actually squatting.
Yeah.
God, it was the weirdest thing that I didn't know if I could communicate, but it was the timing of it. Like, it just, she reacted, like when I said, oh, gross, she reacted like, oh, no, but they're not really squat. Yeah. Like, she was trying to make the situation better.
Like, you
it
thought
wasn't
they were
joke.
In, like a never-ending squat position, just pooping or
well,
something.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's just disgusting to think about squatting. Like, just the word squatting is gross. Like, they're either shitting or, like, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, who squats?
No, they're not literally squatting. Oh, man, yeah, it was so good.
That's funny. It's squats. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
I hate doing squats. Maggots. I never did them. Whenever we're supposed to do them in PE and stuff, fuck squats.
Oh, yeah.
They're the worst. It's like, dude, I could be wrong about this, but I swear I think people still do them. You just have to be very careful about the form, but like, they just fucking ruin your knees. Fucking squats.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do squats. Just don't do them. The worst. Fucking squats.
No, I can never do it. It's weird. I hated doing any leg thing. Now I'm glad I play hockey because like, I actually have leg muscle now. Never used to have any. Just twigs with giant calves. That's all I used to be.
All right. I got another good one. So, well, I think it's good. I don't know. This is another hard one. You'd have to be our age. Now, I want to see what you think. Maybe this won't even apply to you at all. I don't know. So I was, how did I come across this? Well, I like to make my daughter listen to just different kinds of music and see if she likes it or not. And I was thinking about a certain song that, it's like you're either of the age or you hear it and you're like, oh, fucking awesome. Like it just brings back all these memories of certain thing. Or you just are like, this song sucks and I don't care. But you probably know it.
Yeah.
But anyways, dude, well, you like Back to the Future, right? You watched that when you were a kid.
Yeah, Back to the Future is fucking great.
Okay, you know, Power of Love, dude. Put that on real quick.
Well, the thing is, oh, you should have given me a fucking warning.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry.
But the weird thing is I don't remember the non-soundtrack music. I remember the theme of the song of the movie, but I don't, because Lydia's mentioned like, oh, this song's from Back to the Future. I'm like, what? I don't know what that is.
Really?
So maybe I won't know. So is it Mark Ray?
No.
What is this? No.
Huey Lewis, Power of Love. Power.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Do you like Huey Lewis in the News? I'll play it right now.
Yeah.
In fact, why is it not playing? Here, let me just figure out why nothing's
playing.
Working.
Sorry, I should have sent this to you.
Duh, okay, yeah. Of course. Yeah, this is great. Yeah, this is a great song. What's happening right now is we rented a VHS and we're fucking enjoying our lives. That's what happened.
Yep.
Is that what your point was, or do I need?
No,
to
it's just
more?
Like that song. It's weird. Like that song is Back to the Future, and like when you were, if you were eight and whenever, when did that come out? 85 or 86? Shit, I don't even know. Should have looked that up.
85.
Okay, so I was five and you were zero. But
negative one. Yeah.
I watched it in the. Wait, what? You were one.
Negative one.
Negative one. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck.
Oh, wait. The album is called This Is 1985, but I suppose it could have come out another year.
Weird. So seeing that movie in the theater, I think I saw it in the theater, or at least I saw it, you know, on video a million times. But you have to imagine, like, if, okay, let's say we watched that on, you know, you watched it on VHS on a TV out in our garage den that had one speaker, like, on the TV or whatever. Like, it's the worst possible sound quality you could ever have.
Yeah.
But it's, like, amazing. Like, that song, it makes you feel really good for some reason, connecting it to that movie. And listening to it now, like, I was listening to it in the car or whatever on, you know, really good speakers and all that, and you can actually hear all the music. It's just so weird. Like, I was playing it for my daughter, and she's like, this song sucks. I hate this song. Yeah. And I'm like, no, it's amazing. But you can't explain, like, why it's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's just a different, you're having a different mental experience. Like, it's not even, it's so weird.
But I wonder, if anyone is able to do that that's not, you know, 30 years old or older or 40 or whatever. But it's just weird. It's weird how, I was telling her that, she's like, why is this song so weird? And I said, well, back then it sounded fucking awesome. It was like the best song that existed at that time. Yeah. It's like songs that you're hearing now sound normal, but then 30 years from now, you'll play it for someone and they'll be like, that shit.
Sound like this.
Sounds terrible. Anyway, I just love that Back to the Future song, dude. Power of Love. I just remember when it came on, does it come on at the, maybe it just comes on in the credits of the movie or whatever, but there's nothing like that 80s movie thing. I don't know what that is. It doesn't, the 90s didn't really have it as much, maybe because I was older, but something about those songs in the 80s movies that, like, they just feel so cool. It's like you're able to just be in the movie or something. Like I was actually mm-hmm. Marty. No, not really Marty, but I don't know what it is. But anyway, that song rules. Huey Lewis actually rules. The songs are nothing. Like they're not really, like, you know, technically interesting, but they're all, like, his voice is so ridiculous sounding. It's such a great voice.
Yeah. I was trying to like ponder and put into words what you're saying about the 80s song in the movie thing. I know what you mean, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Like there's something about, it's too simple to just say it's happy, but like it's kind of that. Like it's just like, oh, this is great. This is a movie and we're all like, I don't know. It's just different. I don't know what it is.
It's just weird how it was cool at one point to have happy songs. Like it's not cool ever at any other time.
That's true.
Even the 90s was all like depressing, grungy stuff. Or, I mean, I guess like R&B.
Well, there's always All Star or like whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, no. That was every movie.
It was totally cool in the 80s to have a song that just had the cheesiest, happiest lyrics of like.
Yeah.
Like that song, and like the Karate
and
the Kid.
Sound is like all upbeat and great.
Yeah. Like the Karate Kid, you know, you're the best around song and all that. Like it's just so cheesy, but it's like everyone just decided that was cool. Like. It was, everyone loved it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Imagine writing like Eye of the Tiger or imagine writing that. It's so weird.
How would you ever write
that? Why would you ever write that? Like, why? Why would you do it?
It's like a positive, upbeat, like motivating lyric song.
Someone would write that and then I would be like, okay, that's interesting, but why? What is, I see you've completed the whole song. Yeah, like you're done with it, but.
That's the whole
thing.
Why
are you saying it's the Eye of the Tiger? What's the Eye of the Tiger? Who cares? What are you singing about? What is this? Yeah.
Yeah. What's weird. The like artistic message you're saying by that song? Like, I don't know. It's just the Eye of the Tiger. It's just cool. Like, we're just going to win. Let's just win shit. There's no song now that's like, let's just win whatever, like beat the world.
That's true. Yeah. Let's start writing those.
Yeah.
Just like write those.
Maybe there is. They're just not popular. Anyways, do you have anything? You want me to do more?
Yeah, I could probably do something. Let's see. So I think I actually talked about this. No, okay, I got it. Dude, so I need a correction. I think I don't know if it was in the boner content or whatever, but I talked about stupid fucking zombie whatever.
Oh, God.
And I said it was, remember when I was trying to think of the name of the character? And you were you even said like, oh, does it have some name like something? And you were totally right. Like you almost had the name.
Oh yeah.
Dude, it's fucking Negan.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
God. Fucking the villain is fucking Negan. Also, I saw speaking of our favorite thing, which is the Facebook news on the right that you know, gives us something to make fun of every week.
I mean the news.
Yeah. I think it was Walking Dead or whatever. And I was like, oh, great. What now? What now? And then it was the actor. It was like, oh, we just got this quote from the actor who played Negan. Here's what he said. Like, oh, my agent called me and said, hey, they want you to play. Dude, here's what he said. They want you to play a big bad. That's how he called it. A big bad, bad. In Walking Dead. Oh, and he's like, is it Negan? And then the agent's like, oh, I don't know, man. They won't say. And he's like, it's Negan and I'm fucking doing it. And like, that was his quote that he said.
Wow.
Like, wow, awesome. You know the shitty comic books or something, and it's so fucking stupid.
God.
He was pumped to play Negan. Like, the idea that there's a post-apocalyptic zombie world, yet there's still these villains or something. Like,
yeah.
What are these villains doing? What is their life plan? Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be the baddest villain, and like, and they're like kind of happy about it, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. Like, the world is over. You're being eaten by zombies. There's no point to anything. There's no economy. Like, think about what that would really be like. Think about if every day you woke up and there was no world. Yeah. There's no internet. There's no one cares about anything.
No,
there's
internet?
No sports. Yeah, there's internet. That.
Just
no, there's
slower.
Zombie internet.
But, yeah. Zombie internet.
There's the zombie.
They just like net, never is... come to install. They're like, your installation zombie window is from 12 a.m. Yeah. to 12 p.m.
No, the internet is just
ever.
All zombie websites that they want. Like, they're not the websites you care about. Like, zombie news is not news.
Bullshit
you care about.
Zombie website.
Fucking zombie news again.
I thought you meant zombie internet. Like, the internet provider was just zombies, and they were like. They just have the worst customer service. Yeah. Still better than Comcast.
They still send out a zombie. Yeah. Like, he's got the hat on and like the
he
fucking...
He like tricks you. Out. All over here, that's all the cable. Ah! And he eats you. Yeah. So that would be a good show.
I like how there's a bunch of zombies that are just trying to eat people, but there's still a few zombies that are doing their jobs for some reason. Like, he's like, yeah, still the zombie cable guy.
Yeah. No one bothers to tell. Like, the other zombies are like, whatever. That's his thing. He just wants to keep working.
He keeps the lights out. He keeps the fucking zombie internet going.
Yeah.
But imagine, though, like, you wake up and there's no Comedy Shoeshine podcast. I know that's a big reason a lot of people get out of bed.
Nah, we'll keep there's it going. No, even with zombies, we'll keep the shit going.
Imagine the loss of, this is going to sound kind of whatever, but like, imagine the loss of culture. There's no more culture.
Yeah.
You don't care. Why would you fucking give a shit about anything? You wouldn't. You'd maybe be like, okay, maybe let's try to survive so we can fucking rebuild the world, I guess. But like, the idea that, this guy who's going to be like all happy to be this fucking, every promo shot I see of this fucking Negan, he's like smiling. Oh, he's so bad. He's a bad dude. He's a killer. Like, who is he trying to impress? How does he feel good about what he's doing? He has no cultural means to feel good. Sure, he's the leader of some fucking ragtag killer gang or something that likes to kill people, even though there's zombies killing people. Anyway, the whole thing is fucking stupid.
The whole thing God, is it's fucking, so fucking stupid.
You would just, dude, somebody, you know what I keep thinking with all this shit, superhero crap, zombie crap, yeah. Someone just make the real version of it. I will fucking believe that there's some virus that makes zombies, whatever. I'll believe that. If you make it make sense, I'll believe it. Now make what it would really be fucking like. You'd be like, everybody would be depressed as shit. You'd be like, what are we doing? What should we even bother? Like, there's no world. Like, why are we even trying to do anything? Okay, maybe we'll try to like make a world. But everybody is still being normal in that show. They're for the most part, like here and there, there's little things, but there'll be these little societies and they're like functioning. Anyway, I don't believe any of it. The other thing I want is a superhero that's real, but I'll talk about that later.
What I think about with this, like the Walking Dead is like, it's the, what should really be happening is it should be like when your kids put on a play or something and some people, you just watch it for your kids and you're like, oh yeah, you got to act out your thing or whatever. But it's, you know what
you
I mean?
You were Peter Pan. Yeah. Or something.
Like it should be like this guy is excited to play Negan. It's like, okay, he liked the comic books. That's fine. And he gets to play Negan and they make a show or whatever. And it would be like, nobody watches it, but it'd be like, it was cool. I got to play this character in a comic book.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be like when a bunch of old dudes go to like a sports fantasy camp.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's watching their game.
Yeah, they're
like,
just
no one's
getting
like,
to play out this thing,
yeah.
But it's not.
And that's
good.
Fine.
Yeah.
They're doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It's not like I don't think the show should be made. I'm just amazed, like the superhero stuff, that it's so popular. It just doesn't make sense. Yeah. I can't figure that out.
Dude, but his thing is he has a baseball bat with barbed wire around
it. Oh, my God, that's so sick.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you hit someone with just a regular baseball bat in the head, yeah, it doesn't do anything. No. You got that barbed wire, just, it's amazing. I was going to tell you, stupid. I saw some friends, everybody watches the fucking show. It's the biggest show in the history of shows.
Yep.
Somebody, apparently, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen whatever happened, I don't give a fuck what happened. But
somebody got hit. I even know the stupid character because I remember him from whatever.
Somebody died who was like a character that people liked. And one of my friends, not really my friends, but someone who I have on Facebook, they posted like a letter. This is serious. I'm being serious. It was a letter from another friend, a real life friend, that was like, man, I'm sorry that what's his name died. And it was one of our, favorite characters too. And like, but like, it was real. Like, they were really sad about the guy dying or whatever. Cause he was like a nice guy character. And it's just,
I could see being sad about a character if it weren't a fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, I get sad if a character dies in a good thing, but this was literally, we're going to kill a character. Find out in the new season which one we decide to kill, and they killed him. It's like, okay, who cares? Who cares? God.
Yeah, I don't get why that's enjoyable or whatever. I don't know. It's the same old shit, though.
Okay, yeah, same shit, different day. All right, well, that's enough for regular time. Now you'll have to tune in over on Boner Content 96. It's my new software that I'm...
You have a serial key for that? I need one.
Yeah. yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. That's we'll see you over on patreon.com/shoeshine for a little bonus extra.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.